Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is our 18th podcast in our series on addressing the challenges of vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and I'm with Glenn Butler, Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on January 7th, we did an interview with an operator who questions the economics of cashless vending. Cashless vending, of course, is something that many of us have been touting as a great way for the industry to improve its same store location sales. This operator claims that the cost of installing a cashless reader on a machine requires the location to actually witness a 30% lift in unit sales just to break even on the extra cost of the installation and the transaction fees. Because of this, he claims that in most locations it simply is not economically feasible today to have cashless readers on the machines. Glenn, what do you think about this?
In this case, you know, I think there is a return on investment or a payback point that can be difficult to meet unless the vend prices are very, very high. And I think in talking with most bottlers and operators, the figure I've been given is that you generally get a 15% lift in sales, and the lift in sales is higher as the vend price goes higher. So I think that needs to be factored into the equation when you're considering the return on investment.
Okay. What would you say the minimum price should be in a machine with cashless?
Well, there it depends on, you know, what the fees are and how you're paying for the cashless. So the issue with the transaction fees is that every time you use a credit card, there's a percentage charge, you know, which might be just under 2%, and then there's a per transaction charge, which may be 5 cents or maybe as high as 9 cents. And the problem is that per transaction charge is what kills you at the low price point. So, to answer your question, I probably wouldn't look at putting cashless in any machines where the vend price is at least $1.75. And again, those fees, they're called interchange rates, and they're charged by Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, and they're non-negotiable. I mean, they are the fees that the card associations charge.
Okay. And what would you say the upfront cost is for installing a cashless reader on a machine?
You know, I think it ranges. I think there may be low cost options in the $200 or $250 range, and I think it goes all the way up to, you know, $600 or more. And again, this is talking about an open, you know, credit card based cashless system. There's also the closed cashless systems like PayKey or Microtonics or the other ones that have been in the podcast that may be more economical because you can use a single recharge station use a credit card to recharge the cashless system.
Okay. All right. And I want to mention that in addition to those two prepaid card systems, you mentioned Microtronic and PayKey USA. There's also the ZipKey system from Vendors Exchange International. I think those are the three main providers of those closed-loop prepaid systems. There's also Debitech out there as well. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. Now, with regards to same-store sales when you put a cashless card reader in, another concern this operator has is that the people at the location will simply use their credit card instead of paying cash, so that there's no he questions whether there's really a lift in sales or people just using credit cards versus cash. What do you say to that, Glenn?
You know, I think it depends on the type of location. I mean, I travel a lot, and I always go through airports. And, you know, at airports, the vend price is usually quite high. And, most airports now are equipped with credit card readers. And I think in a location like that, there have certainly been times when I did not have cash on hand, but I've used my credit card at the vending machine. You know, I think that's a very different environment than a blue-collar factory environment. So, again, I think you have to take into account, you know, where the machine is and what the audience is.
Do you think it makes sense in most captive blue-collar accounts to have cashless readers? And I'm talking about the open cashless reader that takes a standard credit card.
Well, again, if the VIN price is very high because of, you know, commissions or some other situation, it may be warranted. I would tend to guess that in most of those cases, it wouldn't make sense. But, you know, another factor to keep in mind in all this is that the current generation of college kids and school kids, you know, don't even know what cash is. I mean, they've been gone through, you know, school cafeterias and everything using cashless cards. So I think, you know, over time, things continue to change.
Yeah, so you're pointing out that the consumer is changing, and
yeah, absolutely.
The new consumer.
And, you know, I think a big help in all this would be if the card associations could you know, come up with more attractive interchange rates for vending. And I think there has been some activity with NAMA working with some of the card associations to do that. So that would make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, that concludes our 18th. Podcast in the series of challenges in vending technology. Thank you, Glenn.